This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm happy with Brock Purdy.
Hey, this is MSR from San Ramon, and you are listening to Joe Shasky and... I already forgot.
Spadoni
on 95.7 The Game.
Poor Joe Spadoni. You weren't here, Carter, yesterday. I was wearing my gorilla shirt yesterday. You should have played it. It's Dare. And I dare you to name the better quarterbacks in the NFC than one Brock Purdy. Who are you ranking above Purdy in the NFC right now? 888-957-9570. Because we are less than 2 weeks away from the start of the regular season. And by the way, we're also less than 2 weeks away from the 2025 95.7 The Game Red and Gold Summit. It's happening next Thursday, September 4th.
Oh, no.
Live. What do you mean, oh, no? I'm going.
I don't know what you're talking about.
King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Will and Dibs. Going to be live starting from 2 to 4. And then the summit will start with all the hosts from 4 to 6. It's going to be me, Shasky, Guru, Steiny, Will or Dibs, all of us. Maybe even look. We'll be out there. Come on out. Hang with us. It's a great place to get started for the football season. And again, that's going to be the start of the NFL season because you got Eagles, Cowboys that night, Sammy. Great food.
Look.
Great place.
Listen.
Thursday, September 4th, King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. Come on out. Start the season with a bang. Experience the ultimate in shopping, dining, and entertainment at Westfield Valley Fair, your game day destination. Catch all the games this season at King's Fish House, the go-to spot for fans. Go-to spot right now is the morning roast for fans because everyone's chiming in with their Brock Purdy thoughts. I knew it. We were too quiet about the quarterback so far.
We gave him Monday off. You know, that was Jake Moody's day. Today is Brock Purdy's day. Be cool if maybe tomorrow could be a Juwan Jennings day. Before we get out of here today, Spadoni, you got some thoughts that you got to uncork here. We'll do that in just a moment. But before the show today, Steven Rizzotto told us about an interaction that took place on Steiny and Guru yesterday. Rizzotto showed off.
What happened?
Rizzotto showed off a little bit of a impersonation.
Who's Steven yesterday. Rizzotto? For
Steven
the audience.
Rizzotto, by the way, for those who don't know, he joins me on Garlic Fries and Baseball, guys. Which we need to get an episode of that out soon. Apologies for everyone for the six people listening.
But
he is currently producing the show this week as I sit here in the chair opposite of you, and he's got an impersonation of a notable Bay Area media member that had Guru in stitches yesterday.
I think they have it yet, Sam. I don't think they have that cut that you're referring to yet.
Well, that's why I'm teasing it, not for right now, but before the show is over.
Okay.
Maybe at around 9, I want to end the show on this.
Oh, this is a big tease then.
Yeah, no, I want to, that's what I said. Things to say, so I'm teasing this.
Got it.
At around 9:40-ish, I want to get that cut ready to go then.
Okay.
I want to play what happened,
smart,
and then I want to laugh about it because Guru's reaction to what Steven Rizzotto did was just why we love Guru. So around 9:40-ish before we shut the show down for the day, I want to get into that. But before we do that, I want to hear what you have to say about...
Well, that tease is going to make or break the show now. Now, this better be a good impression or I'm going to be flustered. I'm going to be very
upset. That's on Steven Rizzotto at that
this
point.
Better
so.
Be good.
Steven Rizzotto's basically...
To derail this... I'm kidding.
He's basically the Brock Purdy of this tease here.
James, Damon, TC, and Sack. I'll get to you, all of you. I will get to you. I promise. 888-957-9570. I asked the question right there. What other quarterbacks in the NFC are you taking above Brock Purdy? And I want to also dispel the myth that, you know, a great quarterback does something with nothing. Let's just go to the NFC right now. And just look at the top teams that Brock Purdy and the 49ers are going to be contending against. Let's go to the first and foremost, our own division. Okay. Let's just stick the Rams, right? The Los Angeles Rams. I'm going to pull up their depth chart right now, Sam. And I'm going to tell you the talent that they have around them. First and foremost, they have a Super Bowl champion quarterback, Matt Stafford. It looks like he's in line to play, by the way. Broken back and all, whatever's going on. They got Stafford. Kyron Williams. Kyron Williams, pretty good running back, I'd say. I had him in fantasy. He's pretty freaking good. He got paid this offseason, deservedly so. I'd say he's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I'd probably take the Niners backfield over him, but...
Sure, because that's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
But Kyron Williams is pretty good. Yes?
Yeah.
I
think we agree on that.
Puka Nacua, would you say he's a top five wide receiver in today's game?
He's definitely one of the upper echelon receivers.
Devontae Adams, even this version of him, still pretty good, right?
He's still a number
two. If he's a number two, you're feeling
good. You got to respect what he brings.
Tyler Higbee.
It's a good tight end.
He's a good tight end.
Good, not great, but good.
As a number three, I think Tutu Atwell's pretty good.
That's a very good, speedy number three receiver right there.
There you go. It's a good team. Wow. Okay, so it looks like Matt Stafford's not working with a bunch of scrubs. Oh, let's go to
I don't want no scrubs.
Let's go to the Detroit Lions depth chart, Sam.
They're notable for having nobody on their team.
Yeah, they have no one. You know, just a Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jared Goff, Tim Patrick, Sam Laporta.
TJ Hawkinson. No, he's not there anymore.
He's not there anymore. Again, but again, they don't need him. They don't need him.
They got Sam Laporta.
But you mentioned a team that's out there that was a playoff team last year. The Minnesota Vikings.
They have TJ Hawkinson.
Let's see what the depth chart of the Minnesota Vikings chart.
That's not a quarterback working with nothing. That is a team working with no quarterback.
Aaron Jones, who had a really good year last year, a little long in the tooth, but still pretty good. They got Jordan Mason as a backup that they can go to. Justin Jefferson, pretty good, I'd say. Jordan Addison now, albeit he's going to be suspended. But again, he's your number two. He'd be a number one on some teams. TJ Hawkinson. There you go. And you got Christian Darrisaw. You got a pretty good O-line there.
You got one of the best offensive lines in the league. And the question mark there, though, is obviously J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy. He's the ultimate question mark. But he doesn't have nothing to work with, right? They're not saying, hey, J.J., make something out of nothing here.
No, that's what I said. It's kind of the other way around. They have something, and then it's nothing much thrown to them. We don't know on J.J. McCarthy, though.
Exactly. Yet. You go to the Green Bay Packers. Let's do that. Another people that love Jordan Love, right? Pretty good quarterback. There you go. All you need, playoff team last year. Josh Jacobs. In the conversation, one of the best running backs in football since he's been around. Pretty good. He leads, I think it's him and Derrick Henry. Yards after contact. Josh Jacobs gets it done. Romeo Doubs. Pretty good.
Pretty solid receiver. I don't know if he's an elite tier receiver, but he's good.
Jaden Reed. Pretty good. I like Jaden Reed. Hey, Christian Watson, who's out right now. I liked him when he was there. He took a step back last year. I still like me some Christian Watson. Tucker Kraft. We'll see. We'll see going forward. But again, okay, that's probably one of the slighter rosters.
Not as impressive of a roster there.
Not as impressive, but again, they don't have nothing. Yeah.
But you know, what about Jalen Hurts? I think he's working with a lot of nothing in Philadelphia, right?
I mean, Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley.
So he does have something to work with.
Stop. Again, this is what I'm trying to get at.
What about Jaden Daniels? He has nothing to work with, right? Can we dispel that, Mary?
They got Terry McLaurin back, right? They got Austin Eckler. They have Deebo Samuel now.
He doesn't have nothing either. Interesting.
We like to move the goalpost and tell quarterbacks somehow we want it to be harder on them for some reason. Unless you were literally going through what Patrick Mahomes was going through last year when he lost Rashee Rice, when he was throwing to Xavier Worthy, like a rookie as his number one guy, an old man, Travis Kelce, who kind of took a step back, multiple step backs, I'd say, last year. They were a defensive team.
A swift step back.
They did. They were a defensive team last year. They won in the playoffs because of the grit and defense, all right? Because of the timely throwing of one Patrick Mahomes. And what happened in the Super Bowl? That lack of offensive production.
Finally caught up to him.
They got slapped in the face.
Mm-hmm.
They got pimp slapped by the Eagles.
Reality and Nick sucks Sirianni. Sometimes.
They did. So this whole notion that I was just trying to hammer it home, the whole notion of, he's got to do something with nothing. You're always going to have at least something, okay? Unless you were literally going through what Patrick Mahomes was dealing with last year.
Well, even Patrick Mahomes still had something. I mean, say what you will about Travis Kelce. Even in a slow year, he's still one of the elite tight ends that you're, you know, having to keep an eye on there when he's on the field. He did have Rashee Rice for a minute. Xavier Worthy ended up being a great pickup for them, and he still had some good running backs there in Isaiah Pacheco. And at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes also had one of the best defenses in the NFL that was there to clean up his messes. When you only need to score 20 points a game, it's a lot easier to win a football game when your defense is holding your opponents to 17 points or less every week. So even Patrick Mahomes, if he had nothing, so to speak, on offense, he still had something on defense. Whereas Brock Purdy last year, he had very little to work with on offense most weeks, and he had very little help on the other side of the ball in terms of the defense, just keeping points off the board, keeping the other team off the field, getting Brock back on the field. When you have special teams units that are giving you short fields to work with, or conversely, as again I mentioned in that Rams game, giving up fat returns to set up your opponent with a short field, you know, that's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
That's going to further put your team behind the eight ball. So, yeah, this myth of doing something with nothing, yeah, it is just that, a myth. You know, you and me, we're Adam Savage and Jamie Hyneman. Boom, busted.
Ooh, myth busted. Yeah. I like that. That was a deep cut right there.
You did not see the Mythbusters.
I didn't see that. I love me some Mythbusters, by the way. This per Matt Maiocca, NBC Sports
Ooh,
Bay
Jennings
Area,
Jam
covers the 49ers, and this is the latest, again, as it is NFL cut day around the league. As of this minute, the NFL has not announced a suspension for 49ers wide receiver DeMarcus Robinson. If the suspension does not come down by 1 p.m. Pacific time, the 49ers will carry him on their initial 53-man roster. Some other news and notes from Maiocca.
Wait, hold on. Time out. I'm going to mean to interrupt here. The suspension hasn't been handed?
No, has not.
What was that three-game suspension we were talking about?
In Kyle Shanahan's mind, it's already been official, but it hasn't been a league official yet. So has it come down from the league
officially?
So we're
just waiting for the paperwork to get filed.
I think so.
It's all but happening. It's just once the paperwork gets filed.
Like you like to procrastinate and I like to procrastinate with that finals, like term paper, like on the last day. That's
kind of like
what the NFL is doing.
Like when I'm bringing the rundown and sound sheet into you at 6:08, 3 minutes into the show.
There you go. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, so that's what the NFL is doing with DeMarcus Robinson?
11:59 a.m. You got the website, or p.m., and you submit it, and you just beat the clock. That's what the NFL is doing with DeMarcus Robinson. It sounds like. We'll see. More from Maiocca talking about cut day before we go to the phones. We begin today assuming Brandon Ayuk, Malik Mustafa, Yitor Gross-Matos shift to reserve/pup. Curtis Rourke goes on reserve/NFI. And Isaac Alarcon, who he goes to reserve suspended
list.
Mark
that for mispronunciation.
There you go. That leaves the 49ers with 17 moves yet to make. So a lot to happen still.
Things are percolating.
Today. Things are percolating with TC in Sacramento.
Oh, I'm a big TC
fan.
And
you know 49er football talk is back when TC graces our airways. What's up, TC?
What's up, bros?
Yo.
What you got on Brock Purdy, TC? We know you love him.
Hey, Brock, Now, listen, Brock Purdy, bro, so this isn't really like a Brock Purdy thing, right? I don't think Brock Purdy is super awesome, but dude's cool, man. Like, that's about it. So, like, just because he had a couple cool seasons and he went to, like, that doesn't mean that this dude's like a 10-time Super Bowl winner. And if you don't talk about him like that way, that doesn't make you stupid, right? Or if you do talk about him that way, it doesn't really make you stupid, right? It's just dude's cool. So let's stop, like, over-hyping him, or I guess under-hyping him. I guess he's just a cool quarterback, bro. What this season falls on, bro, what every Niner fan keeps wanting to run from is Kyle Shanahan. I don't care about what success he had, NFC championship games, this, that, play caller, design. I don't care, bro. It's about getting the job done. If Kyle Shanahan doesn't put this team in the best position to win, bro, it falls on him. It doesn't fall on Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has weapons around him. That's why people say, Brock Purdy, you have to get it done. You got George Kittle. You got Christian McCaffrey, Robertson. You got Trent Williams. You got all these pieces, bro, on this team. Fred Warner, Demo. You got pieces around you. That's why it's on Brock. But at the end of the day, Spadoni, this is on Kyle Shanahan to get the job done, bro. Period, point blank. Niners fans, we have to stop running from that. It's on the head coach, bro. Period. That's all I got.
TC, real quick, is he coaching for his job this year?
Period. Yes, he's been, in my opinion, he's been coaching for his job. But this is it for Kyle Shanahan, fans. I know everybody doesn't want to hear it, but he's coaching for his job this year, bro. Period.
I love you, TC, in Sacramento. He's
be a sound for a conversation tomorrow.
I love when you start off, I don't give a damn what Kyle Shanahan has won in his career. Kind of matters in this case. It kind of matters that you've been to two Super Bowls. I don't care. That's what this fan base has done to the TCs of the Sacramento. They've just beaten them down.
I mean, when
team.
You look at the last 15 years, it does make sense. Like, I like to scroll on Instagram because I am just a horrible...
Like doom scrolling?
Yeah, you know, brain rot, all that stuff. And the amount of, like, random sports accounts on Instagram that are just like, are the Niners the most miserable franchise the last 15 years? And it's just... Kyle Williams, it's Jacoby Jones, it's Richard Sherman, it's Emmanuel Sanders, it's Jaquaski Tartt. I am really sorry, Niner fans. It's Brock Purdy against Hassan Reddick. Yeah, I understand how Niner fans have gotten to this point where it's just the banging their heads against the wall is going to drive you into a situation
poor Niner fans poor having Niner to go fans. To three Super Bowls and lose them. Oh, it's just heartbreaking.
It sucks.
I mean, I'd much rather be a Jacksonville Jaguar fan.
Is it better to have won and lost than to have never won at all?
You don't want to be miserable like those other fan bases that know they're never going to do anything in their entire lives. The Niners, they'll win one again. Don't worry, guys. I'm telling you, it'll happen.
The great now, tease of hope.
It might not happen next year or the year after that, Carter, or the year after that. But I'm telling you, one day.
Or the next year. Or the next year.
It's going to happen.
Or the next
Stop
year.
Stop smiling.
Damon's in the city. Wants to join on the Purdy conversation. Damon, good morning.
Do it again. That's what we're up against. Do it again.
Let's do it again.
That's what it is with Brock Purdy is do it again.
Got it.
You know, the first 2 years, amazing. Amazing. Last year, bunch of question marks. Do it again. And that's what the conversation is about. And it's always going to be about that. No one talks about, man, this guy used to be good. Either this guy's great or this guy's falling off. No one says any. There's no in-between of he used to be good. Look how far.
That was just the point he was about to make.
The do it again point, this kind of goes into my prove it question here. Like, I get the whole you need to do it again. That's kind of what it's like. If you have a great year, that's great. You just got to do it again every year for the rest of your career. It's not that hard.
And then again. I was doing Dude, Where's My Car? Continue.
Ah, there you go. Man, that's a move I haven't seen in a while. But that's kind of with my prove it question is, coming into the season, do you believe Brock can do it again? Even in a down year last year, still a solid season. There's not a lot to shake a stick at last year. Some bad interceptions. Yes, that's inexcusable. I'm not trying to pass that off. Some of those interceptions, I don't think were on him last year. That won't be the case this year. He's going to get the blame of it because welcome to the NFL, buddy. You're the quarterback. You just get blamed because that's just the way it is, as the song goes. But I do kind of wonder, like, at what point do we come into the season being like, you know what? We got number 13 under center. I'm feeling good. You know, I trust that he will do it again. I'm curious, like, are more, you know, Niner fans in the call, in the boat of what was our guy's name that just called in?
It was someone.
That was Day. Was it Damon? I don't know.
Yeah, Damon in the city.
There you go. It was Damon in the city.
I was close. Someone, Damon.
Oh, I knew he had a name. Are they in this where you still need to see it done again every year to believe in Brock? Or are you in the boat of, you know what? I know I've seen him do it before. He has the ability to do it again, and I do trust that he will do it again. Like, at what point do we get everyone out of Damon's boat and into the other, yes, we believe in Brock Purdy boat?
Listen, all I know is, Sam, it's a great point. I'm looking at the NFC being wide open right now. It's the Philadelphia Eagles and who?
Maybe the Commanders, maybe the Lions. And again, we were talking about how Vegas...
I'm looking at the quarterbacks, though, in particular, mm-hmm. Sammy. Let's start with the NFC East. All right. You got Jalen Hurts, who I'm very high on, and he's the Super Bowl MVP. I think more people should be higher on Jalen, and we're not because it's a run-first offense, and we're all looking at, oh, they weren't throwing enough. But Jalen Hurts, I think, has proven himself to be a pretty freaking good quarterback. He's won a lot of big games. He showed up in a matter of
months. I'm rolling with Jalen Hurts.
There you go. Good quarterback. All right. You got the talk of the town. He's the next. He's the greatest thing since canned bread, as I go SpongeBob reference. All right. It's Jaden Daniels. Everyone loves him some Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about do it again. Do it again.
You beat me to it by one second.
One
That's
season.
Your do it again. That's a guy who needs to prove it, especially when you burst onto the scene as much as you did, much like CJ Stroud. I'll be honest, I bought the CJ Stroud hype. When I saw what he did his rookie year, I'm like, this dude might be one of the five best.
Are you jumping off of it? He was good. He won a
playoff game I thought he was already one of the five best quarterbacks in the league. Then last year happens, like, you know what? Maybe this is why you don't crown a guy as a top five after 1 year. Does that mean he won't be a top five ever in his career? No, he'll probably work his way up there at some point. It's a damn good quarterback in CJ Stroud. But you could still have a step back in your sophomore season after a fantastic rookie season. Of course, I think there's still a lot of faith in CJ Stroud. But yeah, Jaden Daniels, like, are you, you know, the super wonder kid you were last year, or are you something maybe not as much that?
Exactly. So we're going through the division. All right. Dak Prescott. All right. Yeah. He was hurt last year. I'm actually higher on Dak Prescott than most other people. When he is healthy, like, he can get you to the playoffs. Now, it's getting to the playoffs that we all laugh at the Cowboys.
He's a better fantasy quarterback than a real quarterback.
No, but he gets you to the playoffs. And I do think that's the hallmark of at least you have to be a good quarterback. Like, when I have you, I'm expecting playoffs at the very least. And that with Dak Prescott, I believe that. Now, they're kind of a wild card for me, too, because you do have CeeDee Lamb. And I think we are sleeping on George Pickens going over there. I do think that could be good. Now, it's very combustible, too. It's Dallas. It's George Pickens. We know about him. So we'll see. And then they got a rookie head coach, Brian Schottenheimer. But if everyone's down on Dak Prescott, sure, fine. The Giants, I mean, Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson.
Dart's not even playing this year.
Exactly,
so.
Please. Jameis Winston, get out of here.
That defensive line, though. Woo.
Yippee. NFC North, I'm not believing it. You can't talk me into the Giants.
No, but no. I like over 5.5 for them this year.
Sure, you take that. You still
raise the banner.
You should have put your A's bet in, by the way. They're going to hit at the over 63.5. You should put it in. NFC North, let's go there. Everyone's talking about that being like the cream of the crop, right? With all like the teams vying for a playoff spot. The Bears, got Ben Johnson there now. Caleb?
Still a wait and see. You're talking about doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you not even do it again, just do it.
A lot of question marks. Lions, let's see them do it again. Like, let's see them. They're healthy, but new coordinators, no Ben Johnson there.
A bit of a different do it again, but I hear you. I think it's more of a do it again for Matt Campbell than Dan Campbell.
Jared Goff, though, I got question marks this season. I got question marks of Jared Goff. I know he's literally probably going to go down as like the greatest quarterback in their franchise or one of them because of what he's been able to do there with Dan Campbell.
It's a low bar.
It's a low bar, but you know what? They love him. Yeah. They love them some Jared
Jordan
Goff there.
Jordan Love.
I got question marks of Jordan Love. I don't
that's
know.
That's again, that's a, he's not a do it again guy. He's more of a do it guy. I think Carter and I, we were talking, like, I think Jordan Love definitely has the talent to have a long, successful career with the Packers, but it does still have to happen. Grant, he does have the toughest division, I think, to battle with right now overall. NFC South, it's Baker and a bunch of who's
exactly. It's a thank you.
You talk about it, Baker Mayfield. I think Baker again. He's all right, but he's not a tier that's going to get you to the next level.
See what I'm getting at here? The NFC is
it opens up so much for Brock Purdy and what he can do.
Is in conversation with damn near all of these quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
all of them. Like, it's not that laughable of a statement to say. Brock is amongst the company of everyone else in the NFC outside of a healthy Matt Stafford, who a lot of question marks right now, and Vegas has the Niners as the favorites to win the division. Why? Because there are question marks about the quarterback down in Los Angeles.
Because we underrate, I think, Brock in this division. The amount of people who put Brock as the number three quarterback in this division, I think, is kind of interesting. There is, again, I personally kind of like Brock more than Matt Stafford. The mobility factor there is a big up for me there, because I think in this day and age, you need to be a little bit more mobile as a quarterback. I elevate Brock above Stafford. I think that we give that Super Bowl win, that gives Stafford a big bump in terms of just how we view him. Listen, Stafford, I'm not saying that Stafford's a terrible quarterback. I'm just saying I would take Brock over Stafford right now. I honestly think Brock is the best quarterback in the NFC West right now, this season. Brock Purdy. I don't know if that's a lock.
I don't know if Brock could do what Stafford did in the snow last year in the playoffs against a Philadelphia Eagles team that blew out the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Stafford was a player or two away from stealing that game. And maybe we're talking about the Rams winning two if they go on, because I think they beat the Commanders and then I think they beat the Chiefs. Seriously, I think that highly of them. But again,
we love thinking highly of the Rams here.
But back injury, major question mark
right
now. So that's why not that hot of a take. If you're going forward and you're picking one of those guys, I'm picking Brock Purdy.
That's why I said this year, I think Brock will be the best quarterback in the NFC West.
Ooh, what does James in Santa Clara think about that? What's up, James? You're on the morning roast, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What you got?
You know, I'm thinking a couple of things here. Brock Purdy, this is the first year we're going to see him post-bag. So one thing you guys haven't brought up is he got paid. And we saw all the roster moves happen because of it. So this is going to be the year, and I think we'll find out pretty quick how good he really is. So I'm excited to see that. I mean, nothing but upside. I mean, when he's had a great team, great people around him, he's done great things. He's a great student of the game as well. So how he studies for each game, and you look at the strength of schedule that we have this year too. So I think we're primed to see the best version of him post-bag, and that's what I'm really excited to see with him this year.
All right, that's James in Santa Clara. So post-paid Purdy. Yeah, maybe I'm a little more jaded to the conversation. I'm really not viewing it that way. I know a lot of people are. So, he's the highest paid player. He's got to do this. There's expectations. Those expectations were already there, though, right? Like, you're the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. the expectations are Super Bowl. Always. It was the same with Jimmy Garoppolo, the same with Trey Lance, the same with Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith. The expectations when you are the quarterback of certain franchises
that
are Super Bowls.
The ultimate pass-fail grade right
That's
there.
That's what it is. That, the Cowboys, there's certain ones. I mean, hell, going forward, it's probably going to be the Patriots now, just with the legacy there. You have to compete for Super Bowls or give you hope that you can win a Super Bowl, which gives me this sound that I want to play that. We had Bill Romanowski on, a guy that's won 4 Super Bowls, obviously played with the Niners, played with the Broncos. Mm-hmm.
Thinks Mahomes is soft.
Thinks Mahomes soft. Well, he's a cry. He said crybaby. He thinks he's a little bit.
Sorry.
Yeah, he said the Chiefs are a little bit soft. Or was it the Eagles? He sees one of them was, but he says
they're
Mahomes
all crybabies. Yeah.
But this is what Bill Romanowski had to say about Brock Purdy a couple weeks ago, courtesy of the River Islands guest line on with the Morning Rose. Bill Romanowski on Brock Purdy giving this 49ers team hope.
Every single game you go into, you expect to win. And a big part of that is because you have a great quarterback, a guy that can make every throw, a guy that gives you the confidence that if you play your game, 49, you know, talking about the 49ers, our mentality back with Joe Montana and Steve Young, we knew they were great. Everybody else knew if we played 49er football, we will win. And I think Brock gives you that. He gives you that kind of confidence where if we do our thing, hey, if we block for him and if we catch every ball that's thrown our way, we're going to win this game. It's a confidence thing.
Confidence. All about confidence.
Exactly.
And I think Brock Purdy does give his teammates confidence. It's interesting because I do think he gives his teammates more confidence than he does the fan base, from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, well, that kind of goes into the Josh Allen conversation. When John Lynch says, they have Josh Allen, we have Brock Purdy, that's not about who could do physically. It's what it means mentally and confidence-wise for this team. And when you talk about things I have a lot of confidence in, I have a lot of confidence in the impersonation that Steven Rizzotto.
You've been teasing. You can't wait to get to this.
Well, we
Steven
got
Rizzotto
4 minutes
cup.
Left in the show. So, Steven Rizzotto, I want to hear that you have an impersonation of someone in Bay Area media. Who is that impersonation that you're very good at doing?
That would be that of Dave Fleming,
oh.
who is a friend of the show, friend of the Morning Roast.
He'll be joining the show Thursday.
95.7 The Game Giants Insider.
Exactly.
Of course.
So, do a little of the phlegm for us here. Then I want to hear what you did for Goo yesterday.
Yeah, so he kind of has like a very distinct voice, and I kind of have to get into my character here. So just close your eyes, and then, you know, just think you're watching a TV broadcast of
not
the Giants.
Not closing my eyes. Not going to do that.
Hi, everybody. Dave Fleming from San Francisco. Good to see you, Joe Spadoni. Thanks for having me on the Morning Roast.
It does have a good inflection.
Yeah, I feel like it's not as good as when I did it yesterday. But
well, let's hear the one from yesterday, because that was just absolute chef's kiss. The entire sequence. Do we have it ready to go?
Play it.
Steven Rizzotto, will you please do your Dave Fleming impression for the people?
I like how you enjoyed this, Goo. It means a lot. You said this that it was an 11 out of 10.
Just shut up and do it.
Let me close my eyes.
All right, I'm closing mine again, and I heard it, Evan.
Thank you, Guru. Welcome to Oracle Park, the home of the Giants. We get you ready for baseball at the corner of 3rd and King. Yeah, thank you, Sam Lubman. Thanks for having me on the Morning Roast.
That's incredible!
Thank you.
We got to get it to Flim, the Morning Show.
It's gone.
That's a wow.
That's great.
Evan, I know you guys are like, dude, where you going?
He's done it for me before. It's a 10 out of 5.
That's incredible.
That's pretty good.
It's the Guru wheezing
Sports,
through it.
Man.
The Guru part's my favorite. When he says to shut up and
shut
do
up
it.
Shut up and do it.
That's the best part. It's pretty good. And Steiny's saying things like, it's pretty good.
With the fact that you got Steiny saying it's pretty good, that's how you know it's like off the hook there. Evan gave it a 10 out of 5.
No, it's pretty good. The only thing that you need to now include in it, and it's going to be the final chapter of the Dave Fleming impersonation book, is the voice cracking on a home run call.
It's gone.
No, it's not.
It,
yeah, you got to crack
gone.
It. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's tough. It's tough to do that.
Well, that has happened naturally.
Exactly. Again,
you know,
that's part of it.
It's
but
tough to do that part.
Steven, very good job. I'm very happy we played that cut. It made me happier. Leading into Fast Five, Carter.
Finish on a smile.
It made me very happy. And Sam mentioned it. We're having Dave Fleming on this week, and you will be doing that impersonation to him on the radio. You better start ramping that thing up, Stephen.
No, that's not what I signed up for.
No, you're doing it. Sorry. We're putting you on the spot.
So aggressive in that demand there.
You're going to try to ruin our show? I don't think so. All right? You're going to be locked in, and this is how winners are made on the morning roast. This separates the men from the boys. It's doing an impression of a person to their face, or I guess in this case, their ear. But Dave Fleming might be might be able to see his face on YouTube.
We might be able to see him react in real time. I would love to do a day because, like, we've had one right here.
Hey, I'm Ludman. I'm going to be at Freeman's Appliances this Saturday with Mark Grandy.
And then we have all the other, you know, the Lucas impersonation that Philmo did. One of these days, I want to have a day where it's just like, call in and impersonate someone at the station. I want to hear all the different ways that people try to impersonate us. I think that'll be very fun to hear that. So, but we're talking about final thoughts here. I'm going to think about Christian McCaffrey here and Brian Robinson Jr. Because I'm thinking about what Baldy said there. And it didn't seem like he was too fired up about that pairing. And I'm kind of curious about how that's going to look now. I think I said this yesterday. I just want McCaffrey to come out and get hit on that first play just so we can get it over with, see him bounce back up and be ready to go. I hope that Brian Robinson Jr. can take that load off Christian McCaffrey because, again, we are getting to the end of his career, unfortunately. I believe he's 30 years old now, Christian McCaffrey. So
getting there.
You know, and it's once you hit that, once your age starts with a 3, as I've learned over the last couple years, the body does not body as well as it once did when your age starts with a 2. So, Baldy kind of got me a little shook on Christian McCaffrey. Hopefully that's not a long-term thing.
Well, the Brian Robinson, the part that, if you miss any of the interview, Brian Baldinger every single Tuesday, 7:30, you find it on the Odyssey app or on YouTube. Baldy's saying he's not as powerful as Jordan Mason. But you know what? Jordan Mason, I felt like wanted the contact. He sought that. Like, he hung his hat on seeking contact. I don't need that from my number 2.
No, and I
don't need that from Brian Robinson. He stayed healthy the last couple seasons in the NFL. That's what I need. And he's not going to have that burst. That's what Christian McCaffrey's for. That's okay.
I think what Brian Robinson lacks in terms of the Jordan Mason running through guys, the CMC burst, he's going to be able to make up with, again, not just the workload, but also the pass-catching ability that Jordan Mason did not have. And we saw how detrimental that was to the Niners' offense last year.
My final thought today, I go Love Island reunion. I think I kind of spoke about it earlier. Andy Cohen's really good at that. Andy Cohen, who does like all the Real Housewives reunions, he's like a producer on there. I think he should be doing our presidential debates. Why not? Just have a reality TV show.
Be better than the options now.
Be doing the debates. Ask the questions. It should be in that format.
Maybe just
it's
run
already
for it.
Our entire government's a reality show, anyways. Why not just lean into it at this point?
Sure.
Streaming on Peacock.
Nothing
Paramount
matters.
Plus, Xfinity. Use that. Just go all into it. Just why not? And I'm so out on Hoda, by the way. She couldn't even speak about the guy she's dating on there because of Netflix, because of a conflict, like an NDA stuff. Like, why'd we tune in anyways then? And yeah, the heart stop challenge, they showed like the behind the scenes footage of that. It was nothing. Shelly needs to get over it. It wasn't that big of a deal. There's things to get on Hoda.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
I am emotional about this. I'm out on Ace and Shelly. That's my takeaway. I'm out on Ace and Shelly. Shout out Hannah, a Monterey High School product. What's your final thought, Carter?
My final thought is I haven't seen you guys since the Brian Robinson trade went through, and I just was so elated by it because I thought it was such a good deal for the 49ers. You basically trade Jordan Mason, and you get a 6-round pick in return. You draft Siegel, who is potential to start at the safety position now. So you add basically Marquis Siegel and Brian Robinson and get rid of Jordan Mason. Now, if Brian Robinson leaves this coming year when he's, you know, a free agent at the end of the season, you get a 6-round pick or better as a compensatory back. I mean, seems like a no-brainer. Then you look at the Sky Moore deal, and it's like, ugh, good God. I have concerns with that guy. Let's just put it that way.
Well, he can't catch. That'd probably be it. You're playing wide receiver, and he can't catch.
Yeah, I mean, he's not good. That doesn't help, right?
It's like getting a quarterback that can't throw, I guess. It's why I don't. You know.
I hope he makes me eat my words.
I hope so, too. Steven Rizzotto, what are you eating?
Well, I don't have anything prepared. I don't have much prepared
what
for this
that?
Other than I'm a little nervous. Now you guys are going to put me on the spot for Dave. I have to have my A game on Thursday. That's important.
That's how winning is done.
Got to always have your A game always on the morning roast.
The morning roast.
We are the morning A game.
It's not the morning letdown. And hopefully that's not the 49ers season this year. That's not what I want. Steven, I'm expecting big things. You're also Italian, so you better show up. All right? You got the entire country behind you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
He's an Italian.
Yeah, Dan Devone and me rooting for you. Okay? And there you go. Carter's like half. Sam's like a quarter or something. There you go. That was the Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the five-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years. Guaranteed. Steiny and Goo next. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.